This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Owings Mills, Maryland. Stevenson winners again, 64-58 in women's basketball over Lebanon Valley. Rob Dawson, Dave Trumbo here. And now we have Coach Jackie Boswell joining us as well here on the post-game interview. Coach, first half was a something sort of your team, and then the second half, another part of your team. Talk about the difference between the first and second half.
In the second half, I thought we did a good job doing that.
Yeah, I thought they were, you know, any team that out-rebounds you guys 25 to 15, I thought they just out-hustled you, which we have not seen this year in that first half.
Yeah, you know, we told them that, you know, it was one of those things that we did get out-rebounded, and that was going to have to be hard, and we had to come back out here and do something a little bit different, but, you know, it's only going to get harder from here, and we need to understand this, so I was really glad this was a really good test for us to see where we are.
You brought Sarah Tarbert up here. She had 4 points in the half and then just exploded, especially in the first 5-6 minutes of the second half. What allowed her to get those opportunities, and it seemed like better opportunities in the second half?
Well, I feel like we didn't get her to ball enough in the first half. She's at least got to touch the ball. Just because we give it to her doesn't mean she has to shoot it, but she has to be a part of the offense, and in this first half, she was not part of the offense. So we said about in halftime, we wanted to make sure she touches the ball every time down the floor. When she touches it, she draws attention, either by scoring or giving it to somebody else.
And that's exactly what I thought. She was getting touches. She came out and scored 6, I think, of your first 8 points
right. In
the second half, and she was just such a bigger part of the game. Was there something that you guys said during halftime to them?
Yeah, I make thought sure you would Sarah be... touches the ball every time down the floor.
Aside from that, Jackie, aside from
well,
that.
Well, you know, I said that it was going to be one of those things where everybody's going to have their best game against us. I thought Lebanon Valley, like we said, they played really, really hard, and they did a lot of really good things.
Yeah.
We have to be able to take control of some of those good things and try to slow them down. And we didn't do that on the boards in the first half. We didn't do it on the offense, and we didn't play our style of defense in the first half.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Jackie Boswell joining us here on the postgame show. And now we bring on Sarah Tarbert. And Sarah, we took a look. It was a little bit of a struggle in the first half of the team. What opened up for you in the second half?
Well, when we went into halftime, Coach really told us that we need to get the defense moving a lot more, move the ball, and don't settle just for one shot. So I think we really came out. When we swung the ball, it got them a little off balance, and then it really opened up down low.
Yeah, I noticed when you came out at halftime, the coaches came out. Then 2 or 3 minutes after that, then the players came out. Was there anything said among the players?
Yeah, a lot of, like, Kiara, she's a really good leader on the team, and she put us all together, and she just said, keep our heads and really just focus on defending and getting the rebounds and playing our game and not letting them play theirs.
This conference is so competitive, and Lebanon Valley came in 3-4 in the conference, but you seem to throw out all those numbers when you get into the nitty-gritty, especially in this middle to the second part of the conference season. I mean, Lebanon Valley seemed like a toughest game for you guys ever since the Albright game.
Yeah. Well, Lebanon Valley, they got a lot of votes in the conference as one of the number one teams, and any team can beat anyone on any given day, so we really just can't underestimate anyone coming onto the floor.
Well, I think that, you know, ever since Stevenson has gotten into this conference, and now that so many teams have done well, you are going to get the best shot from people because they just plain don't like us.
Yes, I agree with that.
Indeed. Well, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.